I divided the Acts chapter 28 into two parts. The first part is Acts chapter 28, 1 to 16. The title is The Lord Jesus Christ Honor Those Who Honor Him. And then the second part is 17 all the way to the end, verse 31. The Lord reject those who rejected him. Okay? The Lord reject those who reject him. And so I just want to see how the Lord honor those who honor him. Acts chapter 28, verse 1. Once safely on shore, we found out that the island was called Malta because he was in the sea, rough sea. And at that time, they don't even see the sunlight, the moonlight. It's all dark cloud. And they lost track. They don't even know where they are. By the time they hit the beach, and then the ship was damaged, but 276 souls were saved. And then once safely on shore, everyone landed in safety. Okay, they all reached land in safety, 276. Not one soul was lost. And that's exactly what the Lord promised to Paul, saying to Paul, go back to Acts chapter 27, verse 23, verse 22. But now I urge you to keep up your courage, because not one of you will be lost. Only the ship will be destroyed. Last night, an angel of the Lord, whose I am and whom I serve, stood beside me and said, do not be afraid, Paul. You must stand trial before Caesar, and God has graciously given you the life of all, the life of 276 people who sail with you. And what God promised through the angel to Paul is exactly fulfilled. So once safely on shore, we found out that the island was called Malta. This is a little island. It is because Paul was there, and this island become very populous. Okay? And verse 3, the islander showed us unusual kindness. The islander showed us unusual kindness. What kind of kindness the islander has shown the 276 people? They built a fire and welcomed us all because it was raining and cold. It is the right thing to do when they have shipwreck and they swim to the shore, some leaning on the plank, because some people doesn't know how to swim, some leaning on the pieces of the ship, but they all reach land in safety. But they are so cold and it's raining, because after the storm, it's still very cold. And the islander built a fire and welcomed us all. You know what? If the islander did not build a fire, I'm afraid they will catch a cold too. And they may die. And because of the unusual kindness of the islander, I want you to write that down. Lesson number one that we learn: if you are kind to others, the Lord will be kind to you. So it's good to be kind to others. I want you to turn to Proverbs chapter 11, verse 17, a kind man benefit himself, but a cruel man bring trouble on himself. I want you to write that down right beside unusual kindness. Besides, it is none of the islander business. 276 people, they have shipwreck. If they not being kind to them, they don't have to build a fire to welcome them. Okay? I don't think the islander know the Proverbs, chapter 11, verse 17. Chapter 11, verse 17. I don't think the islander knows these Bible verses. But just because they are Gentile, they do exactly what the Lord say, although they don't know the Lord. Will the Lord not bless them? No, for sure, the Lord will bless. Doesn't matter whether you are Christian or non-Christian. The Bible verses recorded in Proverbs chapter 11, verse 17, apply to all men. You do it, you get the benefit. A kind man benefit himself. Because the islander show us unusual kindness, they build a fire and welcome us all because it was raining and cold. Verse 3, Paul gathered a pile of brushwood, and as he put it on the fire, a viper, driven out by the heat, fastened itself on Paul's hand. When the islander saw the snake is a poisonous snake hanging from his hand, that means this viper bite his hand, hanging from Paul's hand. They said to each other, this man, Paul, must be a murderer. It is very likely their hands are in chain, so that's why they know that they are criminal, okay? They are prisoner. And then they say, for though Paul escaped from the sea, justice has not allowed him to live. Because if anyone being bitten by a poisonous snake, he will die. Because I find out if you are bitten by the poisonous snake, that poisonous will get into your blood, and that turn your blood to be solidified. When that solidified liquid get into the heart, your heart will stop. Wow, it's amazing, eh? That poisonous stuff can turn your blood from liquid to be solid. It's amazing. So it won't take long. By the time when it bites you, and because the blood is in circulation, when it gets into your heart, you'll die. At first, they say Paul must be a murderer. Although he can escape from the sea, but he cannot escape from the poison, from that poisonous viper. And after waiting for a long, long time, they all thought, verse 5, but Paul shook off the snake into the fire and suffered no ill effects. The people expected, it's not only the people around them, 276 people. I think mainly the people of the islander, they look at the snake, they know whether it's poisonous or not poisonous. The people expected him to swell up or suddenly fall dead. But after waiting a long time, and seeing nothing unusual happen to him, they changed their mind and said he was a god. They all think at first when he was bitten, he must be a murderer. But now they all think he was a god. There's a lot of lessons that we can learn in here. Proverbs 15:33, humility comes before honor. When people think that he must be a murderer, but you and I know that he wasn't a murderer. He tried to save people's life. How can he be a murderer? We all know that. Starting in Acts chapter 20 all the way to 28, we know that. All Paul's companions persuaded Paul not to go to Jerusalem. And yet, Paul do not take their advice and go to Jerusalem. It's not because he's stubborn, because he knows it is the Lord's will for him. Because the Lord said, how, Paul, you witness for me in Jerusalem, you also will witness to me before Caesar in Rome. Paul knew that he must go to Jerusalem. First of all, not only take the alms, take the money that he collected from various churches, Gentile churches, to pay back the Jewish Christian, because they become poor now. So not only to do that, but through this kind of kindness, Paul takes this opportunity to preach to the Jewish people, try to save their soul. So he wasn't a murderer. He himself knew that he wasn't a murderer. Okay? But when people thinking that you're a murderer, and you have to humble yourself. Did Paul explain that, don't worry, nothing will happen to me? I didn't see that he say anything. Am I right? When you are in humble state, you don't say anything. Let them say what they say. Eventually, when they see something, they will change their mind and say, he was a god. You understand what I'm trying to say? Lesson number one. Humility comes before honor. You want to get honor? You have to do God's will. Humble yourself. Don't have to explain. And let God explain it on your behalf. Dr. Luke see that Paul didn't say anything, so Dr. Luke say what they think. I believe the islander, because they show unusual kindness to 276 people, they see something they have never seen before. Anyone bitten by a poisonous viper will be dead. And yet, he sees this miracle. You know what? If they don't want to help them, everybody are busy on their own thing. In those days, to prepare a meal, it takes a lot of time. Eating is only maybe 15 minutes. So they would be all busy, you know, free meal, you know. Why bother 276 people come, you know, why do we build up the wood and entertain them?
because wood is money too. You know, they need it. There's no HVAC in those days. You know, no air conditioning, and there's no heating system. They need wood. That's money. They need to cut tree in order to get the wood to do that. That wood must be laid down for a long time for the winter. Besides, at that time it's winter. They all need that for their own use, and yet they take it out to give it to that 276 people that I don't even know them. Lesson number two, 11:17. Lesson number one is humility come before honor. Lesson number two, if you are kind to other, you benefit yourself. They see something they never seen before. On top of that, because of this shipwreck, Paul and his companion winterized in that island for how long? 3 months, 90 days. Can you imagine what Paul will do? You understand what I'm trying to say? So, I believe the islander did not expect Paul to do something for them. They just by faith to do the right thing. We are human beings to look after, and that human being is the right thing to do. Doesn't matter you know him or not. Okay? Kind act benefit yourself. It's good for you. Okay? But in this incident, they see the benefit right away. In most of the time, you won't see it right away. You will see it later on. But for sure, and I know, humility always comes before honor. It always works. It's true. Secondly, he who is kind to others benefits himself. Okay? A kind man benefits himself. It always works. You just hide that word within your heart. In due time, you will see the benefit. Okay? Now, I want to have a little bit of correction for that. Was Paul God? No, Paul wasn't God. He's apostle of Jesus Christ. He is greatly used by Jesus Christ. He wasn't God. The reason why the viper cling on him and bite him and he wasn't struck dead is mainly because Jesus Christ lived in him. He's so filled with the Holy Spirit. He's not God, okay? He's a human being, but so filled with the Holy Spirit, okay? And God protected him, okay? And in a way, it's a fulfillment of what Apostle Mark saying. Would you please turn to the last chapter, chapter 16 of Mark. Those people who believe in Jesus and what will happen, verse 17. 16, 17. And this sign will accompany those who believe. And now I can see that. This sign accompany Paul, because Paul is a believer of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says, in my name they will drive out demons, they will speak in new tongue. In my name they will pick up snakes with their hands. In my name, when they drink deadly poison, it will not harm them at all. In my name, they will put their hand on sick people and they will get well. A lot of these promises is fulfilled in the Act chapter 28. Could you please write that down? Now, I want to go back into this circumstance. If you were Paul, how do you feel? You just try to help out to get the brushwood to put into the fire, right? Because some people are so unusual kindness to you. Shouldn't you even help out? It's the right thing to do. Although you are in chain in your feet, you still can walk slowly, right? But you try to help out, you end up getting bitten by the poisonous viper. And some people will say curse word, right? But he didn't say any of that. Am I right? Another thing. What about Dr. Luke? Is he a medical doctor? For sure he's a medical doctor. After the shipwreck, probably he didn't even have the box of medicine. Being a doctor without the medicine doesn't help. Did Dr. Luke say, oh, wait a second, I get a knife, and let me cut off the, suck it up, and hopefully the poisons won't get into the bloodstream, right? Even Dr. Luke don't even do anything. Because Dr. Luke believed, this is a God servant. This is the right time to prove to all other people he is not a criminal. And God is with him. Brother and sister, if everybody say you are good and God is not with you, you are still no good. If everybody say you must be a criminal and yet God say he is my servant. And I believe Paul is the person who honored God and God honored him. Allow him to have a little bit of inconvenience. A little bit of pain, but he's not in panic. He shake it off. But lo and behold, you know that. Belief is fire. The snake's not going to shake it off, but he can shake it off. This is a miracle. Because if you know you're in danger, you shake it off, then you drop in the fire, the snake will be dead, right? And yet, God allowed it to happen. Shake it off, and nothing happened. And God honored Paul, because Paul honored God by going to Jerusalem with all this headache. And God prepared something unusual for Paul and his companion. Because later on in the Bible, we know that they stay in the island for how long? 3 months. I don't think they have any money. Even though you survive from the sea, you cannot survive for 3 months without money. But God knows that. When God demonstrates who is the mighty servant of the Almighty God, and everybody going to help them out. You understand? 3 room and board. On top of that, on the way back to the ship, they wait for 3 months, and then they headed to Rome. You go in the ship, you get nothing to eat too, you have to pay for it. The islander, all those people who get help, provide all they need. Brother and sister, my God is an almighty God. He expects you to do what he has said. You do your part, and he do the rest. Only God holds the future. You don't hold the future. You don't know how long you're going to stay in that island. If the islander do not provide you food for 3 months, you'll die of hunger too. My God is a mighty God. He knows what we need. He allowed inconvenient things happen to Paul, so as to save them all. Am I right? Okay. Take a look. Because of this incident, they changed their mind and they said he was a god. Because of that, this news spread out the entire island. First of all, the official know about that in verse 7. There was an estate nearby
a big piece of property nearby. He's a rich man that belonged to Publius, the chief official of the island. He is the first person who know about the news. He wants to see him. So he welcomed us. He welcomed us, I believe, not 276 people. He welcomed us means Paul and Paul's companion. He welcomed us to his home because no one has a home that can accommodate 276 people. But you know what? Because of that snake bite, not only the islanders see this miracle, that 276 people, they will say, you know what? If a month or so ago, I listened to the advice of this murderer, the criminal, I won't be like this. I lost my ship. I lost my property. There's a lot of meditation to think about in that 3 months, right? They all see the miracle. How come I'm so stupid and not listening to this man? Am I right? And I believe because of this incident, that 276 people, when they survive and they get home, they're gonna talk about that. Later on, if anyone will come to the house with the gospel, they will open their eyes and open their mind and believe in it, okay? So, because of the unusual kindness of the islander that they have shown to that 276 people, and then the official welcomed us to his home and for 3 days entertained us hospitably. You know what? In order for the chief official to welcome the criminal, to welcome the murderer, he has to see something, you know? Otherwise, he won't do it, okay? And then the chief official entertained them for 3 days. You know what? You being kind as a chief official, you being kind to Paul and his companion, your need in your household will be met by God. Verse 8. His father was sick in bed, suffering 2 things. From fever, secondly, dysentery, okay? And Dr. Luke is around. Dr. Luke cannot offer the help. He just recorded that. He said, Paul went in to see him. You know what? You and I know that if someone has a fever, you don't just went in and see him. The fever can, you can be attracted with the fever. You don't know what kind of fever he get. You know what I mean? But Paul went in. He didn't say other people went in. Paul probably saying to them, hey, you people back off. Only Paul went in to see him. And then after prayer, Paul placed his hand on him and healed him. I want you to write that down. According to Matthew chapter 16, I just read to you before, those people in verse 18, those people who have faith in Jesus, they will place their hand on sick people and they will get well. And that's exactly what happened. Paul believed in God's word. He do it exactly what God said. He has no medicine box. He wasn't a doctor. But he has God's word within his heart. He know what to do. He know that. He did not say any curse word when he was bitten by the viper. He know that God has his own way. For all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who are called according to his purpose.
God allowed this thing happen so as to bless them for the next 3 months. So Paul take it by faith and went in to the father of the chief official, lay hand on him and pray for him, and he was healed. Verse 9, when this had happened, the rest of the sick on the island came and cured. The more people get help, the longer they can stay there and get help. Because people, they're supposed to cover up their wallet, and now they all open it up because they get help. And verse 10, they honor us in many ways. Not only in many ways. Verse 11, in 3 months' time, and when we were ready to sell, they furnished us with the supplies we needed. As a preacher, you have to do what you have to do. Give what you have. As a preacher, Paul has the word of God. He has God's promises. He has faith in Jesus. He knows every promises work. The Bible clearly stated that. Psalm 145, verse 13. The Lord is faithful to all his promises. Unfortunately, in the Chinese translation doesn't have that, but the English one has that. Psalm 145, verse 13. Psalm 145, verse 13. The Lord is faithful to all his promises. Paul is the person. He has hidden God's promises within his heart. He just used what he has and lay hand on the sick and pray for the sick. And he know he do what God want him to do. He knows that Jesus Christ will do the rest. And he also knows that the Lord is loving, trust all he has made, including the father of the chief official. Paul also knows that wherever he goes, as long as he has what he received from God, he gives it to other people, and Lord will bless him. That's exactly what Paul said in Acts chapter 20, verse 35. It is more blessed to give than to receive. Paul has God's promises, has God's word. He knows that if I lay hand on him, he will be healed. So by faith, he lay hand on him, he will be healed. Because of that news spread. What's the first news? He was bitten by a viper, he wasn't struck dead. No swelling, no ill effect. And secondly, he healed the fever and dysentery. And also now, all other people here, he that my father is sick too, my mother is sick too, I'm sick too. They all come to him. And the Bible says he healed them all. Isn't it just like when Jesus entered into a village and one get healed and all other people flocked to him and all other people get healed? So when they look at Paul, what do they see? That's why in Galatians, Paul says, not that I live, but Jesus Christ lives within me. He wasn't a God. He was so filled with the Holy Spirit. Jesus Christ empowered him to do all this. because he is a faithful man. He honored God. Last Sunday, after I preached and in the west, in the south side, we changed that. After the sermon, we have a prayer meeting right away. The entire congregation in the south side, they pray together. And then I pray with Yi Hang, and I also with Xu Yan. Xu Yan is Queenie's husband. I asked them, is there any need that you want me to pray for you? And Xu Yan is kind of I guess something, Pastor John, could you pray for me? Because lady, I found out that my supervisor gave me a lot of hard time. And I just cannot take it. And I said to him, you know, you got to submit to your supervisor, you know, not to fight with the supervisor, but whatever the hardship that you go through, I pray for you. I don't remember what did I say. I just pray for him and ask God to do something. And then last Thursday, that is 3 days ago, today is Sunday, because of the wedding, so Xu Yan has to go to the, because his elder son, Nathan, is the ring boy, so he has to take the ring boy for the rehearsal for the Linda and Xi Fan wedding. So he tell me, say, Pastor John, oh my God is a powerful God. You pray for me Sunday, Monday, God do something to my supervisor. I'm really happy. And then, you know what? This afternoon, I'm going to ask him to witness before all the Mandarin-speaking brothers and sisters. When Paul prayed for him, things happened. Because Paul has the word of God. He hold on to the promise. Because the Lord is faithful to all his promises. The Lord is loving, trust all he has made. I hold on to that promises. I remember that. I say, Lord, do something. And then I remember I saying in Psalm 86, verse 15, the Lord, my Lord Jesus Christ, could you show Xu Yan your kindness to him? Give him the sign of your kindness to him. Let his enemies see that and be put to shame. For you are his help, and for you are his comforter all the time. And the Lord answered. Turn to Psalm 86, 15. 86, 17. I say to God, give Xu Yan a sign of your goodness, that his enemy may see and be put to shame. For you, O Lord, has helped Xu Yan and comforted him. Oh, he see me Thursday, he say, he's jumping up and down. Okay? He's happy. Okay, let's turn back. To Acts chapter 28. Verse 11, after 3 months, we put out to sea in a ship that has winter in the island. That means they stayed there for 3 months. When they are ready to go to set sail, the islander, all those people who get help from them, furnished them with the supply they needed. It was an Alexandrian ship with the figurehead of the twin god Castor and Pollux. Verse 12, we put in at Syracuse and stayed there for 3 days. From there we set sail and arrived in Rhegium. The next day the south wind came up, and on the following day we reached Puteoli. There we found some brothers who invited us to, to spend a week with them. And so we came to Rome. When Paul safely arrived in Rome, Paul looked back the whole journey. He gave thanks to God. He didn't take all the honor and glory to himself. The brother there has heard that we were coming, and they traveled as far as the Forum of Appius and the three taverns to meet us. The reason why they meet them, because they received the letter of the book of Romans before Paul arrives. And now they see that author come to Rome. And so they meet them, come a long way to meet them. At the sight of this man, Paul thanks God and was encouraged. When we got to Rome, Paul was allowed to live by himself with one soldier to guide him. Why? Because he sees all these miracles. Even the God treat him very, very well. Anyone who gets close to Paul will be safe. Because whoever the person comes to Paul and asks for advice, asks for help, that God hear them all and see them all. Eventually, this God will come to know Jesus, just like what the Bible recorded in Philippians. You better watch out what kind of friends do you mix with. You mix with good friends, it benefits you. You mix with bad friends, you get what they have. Where did the Bible say? In Matthew chapter 10. You receive the righteous man, you give what the righteous man get. You receive the prophet, you get what the prophet get. You receive the pastor, you tell him, you share with him what's your need. You get what he has. What did Paul have? Paul has the filling of the Holy Spirit. Paul has all the promises of God. What Paul has? Paul is a righteous man. The Bible clearly stated that in the book of James. The prayer of a righteous man is powerful, and God hears his prayer. Make sure we know how to mix friends. Make some friends that benefit you. The Bible clearly states that there's one friend better than your brother and sister. That is our Lord Jesus Christ. Make sure today you say in your heart, Jesus Christ, I know you are my friend. The Bible says that you are the friend of sinners. And I am a sinner too. I'm the worst of all sinners. I need your help. And lay all your anxiety and burden unto him and ask him for help. For sure I know he will help you. And Jesus Christ has everything. If we come to Paul and get all this benefit, how much more if you come to Jesus directly? You get everything. The Bible clearly stated that. Anyone who has the Son of God has life. Anyone does not have the Son of God does not have life. And Colossians saying that, every good thing is in Jesus. You have him. You have everything. And Paul, after the shipwreck, he lost everything. But now the Lord honored him, exalted him. He gained back the honor, and God gave it to him. Our Heavenly Father, I pray you help us to understand your word and help us not to despise your word. Help us to hold on to your word. Whatever we've gone through has to have a reason. And I pray that you give us the faith to take it. And by the time when we go through all this hardship, safely landed in Rome as what you have promised, Paul, we give thanks to you. You are a great God. And I pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So we're going to partake the Holy Communion. From now on, we're going to finish at